Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Morning, everybody. Strotty with you and the great Boz Skaggs there and the Lido Shuffle. Was it two to the left and three to the right? I don't know. Anyway, we will see. We will see. Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. I certainly did. Was very busy. Saturday, we're out at Watson's Caravans for the last day of the Jayco 2018 run out. Got to meet lots of you that came up and said g'day. We had Kylie there doing the coffees and we're giving away the fuel vouchers. It was a whole heap of fun and, by crikey, having caravans come a long way since I was about 5 years old. We used to go to Kyola on the south coast and the old canvas awnings and, you know, setting up the annex, the plastic bowl near the front entrance there to dip your feet in to get the sand off. Just incredible. The range that they have would have been over 90 vans there, and gee, just magnificent. No wonder they are very, very busy, the people at Watson's Caravans. Great setup there. Great to catch up with Dane and have a yak and that as well, as Louie and all the other guys that were there. It was a really fun day. Christy kept me in line, and we had a great morning talking to all the listeners. So that and, yeah, a fair bit of work at home, getting some writing done, and gee. Yesterday, walking, I went for my walk very early in the morning, both Saturday and Sunday, because it was stinking hot. And by the look of it today, hopefully we might get some shower activity or thunderstorms. At the moment, Sydney's copping it, and right up to Newcastle, actually, and out west around Coonabarabran, Gunnedah, Coonamble, Dubbo and Mudgee. Looks like they're getting some showers and storms out there. But at the coast at the moment, nothing near us. But anyway, we'll wait and see. Currently 24 degrees in Coffs, Kempsey, Port Macquarie and Taree. Cloudy with a medium chance of showers and storms. More likely in the morning and afternoon. And temperatures 25 to about 29 degrees. Major news stories of the day. A Sydney family is allegedly behind an international syndicate accused of orchestrating the theft and export of more than $1 million worth of stolen baby formula, Manuka honey and vitamins overseas. Locally, a teenager has been charged after a man fell from a moving vehicle and was left critically injured. About 12:45 yesterday, emergency services were called to Saltwater Road, Wollombi Point, about 40 k's north of Foster, after reports a man had fallen from a vehicle. Police will allege a 20-year-old man was standing on the back of a Toyota Town Ace van while it was moving when he fell backwards onto the road. The man suffered serious head injuries and was taken to Manning Base Hospital before being transferred to John Hunter in a critical condition. Officers from the Manning's Great Lake Police Districts and Hunter Crash Division Unit established a crime scene and commenced an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the incident. Following the injuries, the 19-year-old male driver was arrested at a house in Wollombi Point before being taken to Taree Police Station. And, of course, this is really great news. Port Macquarie's music maker, Blake O'Connor, has been named the 2019 Star Maker at Tamworth overnight. Now, previous winners include Keith Urban, Lee Kernaghan, James Blundell, Travis Collins, Gina Jeffries and Becky Cole. We had Blake on the show before Christmas. I think we were in the Settlers in December. And we spoke about when I had him on the show first, I think when he was about 14 or 15, doing some covers. And, gee, hasn't he gone on? Blake O'Connor, fantastic. Yeah, doing the Ed Sheeran covers. I think I had him on the show all those years ago. In sport, well, can you believe it? The Fed's gone. Greek freak Stefanos Tsitsipas has produced a monster round, fourth round boil over to blast Roger Federer out of the Australian Open in a modern classic of high drama and icy tension. Ooh. Fed's gone. In the cricket, the Sixers won by 79 runs over the Heat tonight. The Strikers go up against the Hurricanes at 7:15. Locally, racing the Gallops are at Taree today with a 7-race card, and the Laureton Swim Club meet tonight at 6 at the pool. On the show today, plenty happening, including Access All Areas. How good is this promotion? We'll talk about how you could win 3 once-in-a-lifetime experiences, choosing between seeing Nickelback on the side stage platform, watching the Red Hot Chili Peppers in an exclusive backstage tour, or seeing Kiss Live plus amazing merch pack, which includes their 40-track double album, Kiss 40 Years, Decades of Decibels. It's up to you. Only Triple M Club members can win. Sign up today, triplem.com.au. Also, we'll talk travel with the great man, John Joyce. Give it the chance to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Gina Davis, Rasputin, and the greatest golfer of all time, Jack Nicklaus. Also, Christy Im with What's On, the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 13 27 10, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 12 past 5. We
love our city. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Breakfast time in the conservatory at Buckingham Huge Palace, London.
Pass the claret again, Bessie. Damned if I know how people eat bacon and eggs without claret.
One shouldn't have any more, Philip.
Doctor's orders. Have more fruit, he said. Nothing fruitier than grapes. Oh, there's a couple of withered ones.
No, Philip. Your pajama bottoms are gaping.
Well, by Jove, that's an improvement. I remembered to put my jarvey pants on. You see how much better things are going since we voted to pull out of the EU?
Withdrawal from the European Union will bring nothing but economic hardship.
You're a nonsense, woman. I checked our bank account and we're as stinking rich as ever.
What does one mean, we? I'm the wealthy one. You're Greek. You'll never have any money.
Yes, I just sit here with the hand out.
Oh, that's not your hand, Philip.
Sort of morning, Mumsy, Dadsy.
Charles, what is one doing up? It's still morning.
Oh, I've had a terrible night.
What, Camilla left the light on, did she?
Philip!
Worse than that, Dadsy.
Oh, what? She left the light on and took her makeup off?
No, I worried all night about our exit from the EU after 40 years. I mean, I just learned to say bonjour. Is it Bon Jovi? I can never remember.
Yes. Brexit could result in recession. One is not amused.
Oh, codswallop the pair of you. It's the best thing to happen since screw cap claret. We'll be the old Britain again. We'll be all white faces in black pudding. And those continental types will know their place. The continent. Ha ha. And I'll be able to get back to telling me funny jokes about foreigners again. I mean, how many Frenchmen does it take to change a nappy?
What?
75. One to handle the nappies and 74 to figure out how to work the safety pins. Ha ha!
Oh, God. One thinks perhaps Europe may be glad we're gone.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Geordie Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Ooh, Gillian Anderson has been tipped to play Margaret Thatcher in the fourth season of the Netflix drama The Crown. The actress will portray the former Prime Minister during her 11-year tenure, which saw her in office from 1979 to 1990. Now, Anderson, who's said to be romantically involved with The Crown's writer Peter Morgan, won't crop up until season four, set to air in 2020. Dolly Parton has turned 73 and Ellen DeGeneres has led the stars paying tribute to the country music legend on her birthday. And this is the best news we've heard for a long time. Port Macquarie country music up-and-coming superstar Blake O'Connor has been named the 2019 Star Maker at Tamworth overnight. Now, previous winners include Keith Urban, Lee Kernaghan, James Blundell, Travis Collins, Gina Jeffries and Becky Cole. I first had Blake on the show, I think, when he was 14, doing Ed Sheeran covers. Boy, he's come a long way since then.
Ladies and gentlemen, finalist number two, Blake O'Connor.
Triple A. Fishing best bet.
Yes, and it comes to you. Remember the fishing best bet. Keep your lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. Now, with number 18 on his back, coming off the bench, the Wormer sitting in for Bluey for a few weeks. And Wormer, good morning.
Good morning, Strawny.
Now, listen, I'm not happy with you. The first day you are on, you bring the Northeaster back after we've had a beautiful couple of days of southerlies. What have you done to us?
Yeah, I'm standing here on the veranda and it's up very early. It's puffing away, so it'll come back.
But it's not like we had so many strong wind warnings last week. It'll only be 10 to 15 knots today. You got the top of the tide about 9:30. What do you think will be the best bet to try and snavel a fish today?
Well, I've been taking my young grandson doing a bit of fishing, and if you can find a spot out of the weed somewhere, out of that bloody red weed, you can get a nice whiting or two. There's some really good whiting around, so a bit of worms, maybe in the estuary if you can find somewhere out of the weed, or even on some of the beaches. There is bits of places on the beach where there's no weed.
Yeah. Any tide favourable over another as far as... We know we're like morning and evening at feed time, but do you like them just on the change of the tide? Where do you think we should target as far as the time goes?
Just on that run-up.
Okay.
Just on that run-up. And this should be the best time of the year for whiting.
Okay, yeah. And aren't they a beautiful eating fish too?
They're the best.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Bluey's on a health kick. He'd be only going salad, but I'd still be going for the chips, Wormer.
Oh, yeah. Couple of dollars worth of chips.
Beautiful. All right, buddy. You have a great day today. There it is, the fishing best bet. Try the estuary for a beautiful whiting on some worms. Magnificent. All right, Wormer, all the best. Have a great day.
Same to everyone.
A possible shower and top of 29 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A 63-year-old man has reportedly sustained serious leg injuries in a two-vehicle crash. The incident occurred on Saturday night around 7:30 p.m, a motorcycle colliding with a ute in Nambucca Heads. The man was transported to Coffs Harbour Hospital. Now anyone with information on the incident asked to call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. Nambucca Shire Council are looking to remind the community to think twice when parking on the paths. Many won't realise it's actually illegal to do so. Fines can be in excess of $3,000 for stopping on a bike path, footpath, shared path or dividing strip. Council General Manager Michael Coulter says it's an issue, especially for older residents.
Yeah, the council's received a few representations from elderly people who find it impossible to get along our paved concrete footpaths because of people parking across those footpaths, sometimes banked up in driveways going out across the footpath, and other times just cars parked across the footpath itself.
Paul Macquarie's Blake O'Connor has sensationally won the 2019 Star Maker Award in Tamworth. The singer was one of 10 finalists involved and impressed the judges in the final with an original and a cover of If You Want to Get to Heaven by the Mountain Daredevils. Names to have previously won the award include Keith Urban, Lee Kernaghan, Becky Cole and more. Changes to vaccination rules in New South Wales mean mid-north coast residents can now go to their local chemist to be vaccinated against a range of diseases. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams says it's aiming to give people in rural and regional areas who find it difficult to access a GP more choice.
Trained pharmacists across New South Wales will join with GPs and accredited nurses in now being able to give a range of injections, including for measles and whooping cough, for anyone over the age of 16.
Second grade results in for the Hastings River District round 12 action. It was a low-scoring match at Sandcrocs Reserve, Beachwood batting first and making 87, but in what was a match for the bowlers, the total proved enough, combined Kendall Orange all out for just 51. The Port Pirates Buccaneers posted 213 against Macquarie, who fell well short, and Warhope weren't able to hit the target set by Port Pirates Mutineers at Fairmont Gardens. Elsewhere, it was combined Kendall Blue, too good for Bonnie Hills Lake Cadi, and in Laurieton, Camden Haven collapsed to give the Port City League's Magpies an easy target. That's news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light north to northwesterly wind that's producing fairly clean conditions on most of our beaches, but there's a definite lack of waves. We do have a small southeasterly swell that's hitting the northern corners, and the northern corners are the wave magnet beaches for today. Those northern corners do have small waves around that 1 to 1.5 feet. But we do have high tide around 9.30 today. But I don't think those waves are going to get any bigger as we head towards that low tide, which is just after 4 o'clock this afternoon. The best thing about the ocean today is the water temperature. It has warmed up. It's around 19 to 20 degrees.
Triple M right across the coast and talking travel and John Joyce with some Trafalgar specials coming up next hour. That is Paul Simon. You can call me Al. Remember Chevy Chase with the giant saxophone there? Very, very funny film clip. It's 7 to 7. Marina with the traffic not far away as well.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, the man who successfully operated on his computer over the weekend to get it to a new spot. Hello, Lee Jollo.
Yes, g'day, mate. We're all up and running now, so we've transferred all the old data off the other one that's pretty much falling to pieces, and it's now onto the new one, which is it's great. It's got touch screen and everything.
You ever thought about taking that role on here?
What's that?
Help but Jamie, you can be assistant technician.
No, I think I'll leave that with him. Jeez, we're in all kinds of troubles, don't we?
Morning, Jamie. We've got a new apprentice for you. Are you joking? Lee, what are the papers saying today?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph, the headline today, Milking the Millions, a family which runs a Carlingford news agency is allegedly behind an international syndicate accused of orchestrating the theft and export of more than $1 million worth of stolen baby formula, Manuka honey and vitamins overseas. Police are alleging the operation employed thieves to steal the formula from supermarkets across the state. As well as that, this Barty's only getting started. Homegrown sensation Ash Barty is on track to become the first Aussie woman to win the Australian Open in 41 years after dispatching the former world number one Maria Sharapova yesterday in a three-set battle royale. She's now rolling on into a revenge mission against rival Petra Kvitova. And also, AMBO's report, Festival Dread, ambulance officers have broken their silence about rampant drug use at music festivals, saying they're sick of watching kids taking their lives for a good time. And in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, phony election campaign kicks off. The major parties have embarked on a phony election campaign, pledging hundreds of millions of dollars in spending months before the federal poll is even called. It comes as the Morrison government faces a costly electoral backlash in Victoria after Kelly O'Dwyer's shock decision to resign. And Labor eyes electoral reforms to stamp out big donors. Labor is considering a sweeping series of election funding reforms that would have taxpayers shoulder the majority of campaign costs but remove the influence of big donors from Australian politics.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you very much for that. And locally, you're talking about that accident on the Nambucca.
Yeah, that's right. Emergency services are reportedly called out to the scene of a crash in Nambucca Heads on Saturday night. A 63-year-old man on a motorbike involved in that collision with a ute around 7:30 p.m. He sustained serious leg injuries. He was conveyed to Coffs Harbour Hospital, and now obviously police being they're asking for any information on that crash if you saw it. So call them or call Crime Stoppers 1-800-333-000.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And, of course, the big news in music overnight, Blake O'Connor taking out Star Maker.
What a star he is. Yeah. He's won the award. Other people who have won that award in the past, Keith Urban, Becky Cole, Lee Kernaghan. It's massive, isn't it?
It's royalty, yeah. Yeah, and I remember his mum, Raylene, used to bring him in here, and when I used to have a segment called The Song Remains the Same, and he used to do Ed Sheeran covers and sound exactly like him. He's come a long way since then. Yeah, good on you, Lee. All right, details coming up in our news at 7. Marina with the traffic next here at Triple M. Triple M right across the coast. Strotty for Brekkie and In Excess there. And a burn for you. It is 7:15. Well, we haven't seen him for months. Mr. Producer is in here ready to go and administrate, but he does the important things first, and some things never change. I've known this bloke for nearly 30 years. He picks up the paper and reads it from the back.
Absolutely.
And isn't it depressing? Everywhere you look,
Remember once upon a time,
I know.
I can't think who the famous person was who said something about along the lines of, you know, once upon a time, you know, you go to the newspapers, I always read it from the back to see, you know, the human triumphs before the human disappointments at the front of the...
frailties. And,
But these days, some of the sports stories,
Someone sent me a note the other day and said, Strawn, you know, the again, he's a cricket tragic, this bloke, and he said, you know, the last time an Australian got to 100? It was Bernard Tomic in a bright yellow Maserati on the Gold Coast in a 60 zone.
Now, knowing how you're
Remember that? He used to go, they're picking on me.
Yeah.
Mate, you're doing 100 in a 60 zone in a bright yellow $400,000 sports car. Hello?
Yes. Now, you'd be, you're one to jump on a bandwagon. You'll be all over the dash now, won't you? You'll
no,
be all
no,
over
no,
it
no,
you've
no, no,
her
no.
For years
it's the Barty party, mate.
Oh,
come
right,
on.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So I was going to say you'd
be... Dash did a dash last year, I think. With a couple of good dummy spits and out, and the bigger one, she's gone. Dear. Anyway, we're being cynical, but it has been a tough summer for Australia, and I know you hate when the football finishes because everyone's talking about
season.
Racing.
How
are we going now?
Go?
How many? Can we please get to March. Get the
Hurry
football.
Yes.
Please. It's 17 past 7. Back in just a tick with Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment. Guys, huge news for a mid-North Coast local who got a top gong in Tamworth last night. Who is it? What is it? Details next.
If you're looking for... Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
12 to 8, I haven't seen this old bloke for probably a year. He's saying, are you calling old
you
old?
Yeah, I was just about to comment on the old bit.
You know, my son, he has a sense of humour. It was my birthday a couple of weeks ago, or last week. And he gave me a candle, a cake with three candles on it, because that's three from 60. He's a funny so-and-so. You're looking well, John.
Yeah, feeling well.
That's the way the triplets all enjoy Christmas.
They had a ball.
Did Poppy have a little nana nap with him about two or 3 o'clock
every
Christmas day?
I looked after him.
I could imagine. Now, we're talking Trafalgar here, John. Now, some of these deals are sensational. Book and pay for by the 31st, I think, and particularly for Europe next year with Trafalgar, some really good bargains.
Yeah, you get 10% off early payment if you book and pay by the 31st of January. And there's so many. Trafalgar sell themselves. They're just such a good company, and they've been there forever. So that's Europe and the USA. Past passengers, if you're a past passenger, you can get a 5% discount. And Hello World's got a deal at the moment with trips up to 13 days, you get $100 off per person.
Yep.
And if you do a 14-day or more, you get $200 per person. So you add them all together and...
It's a good time to do it, yeah. Now, also another well-renowned name's Contiki for the younger demographic.
Yes, for the young at heart.
The young at heart, yeah.
I used to be always under 35, and I got the brochure out before I came down and couldn't find an age.
So
they must have changed it. I remember doing one very similar, and the age was under 30s. I think I was 36, but they snuck me on.
I like the new one that's out today. They say, like, 60 is the new 40, and 9 o'clock is the new midnight.
I like
Do you like that one?
Yeah, I like that.
All right, so Contiki as well. We've got some really good deals there.
Some great deals, and as I say, good company, and they've both been around a long while, and that's important these days.
Yeah, but the thing is, to get in early, book early, you'll save money. And as you say, if you're booking for a couple of weeks, then add on something else. And you guys, again, other than just clicking on the internet, go and talk to you guys that can give them suggestions on, you know, what do you like? Maybe you should have a couple of weeks here. We can organise that and build it in so they're not going the 36 hours on the plane.
Well, that's the problem.
To just have a couple of weeks.
If you go over there, your flight is the hardest part of the trip, I say. So, you know, extend it for an extra couple of weeks if you've got the time.
Yep.
And in the end, you'll save money by not having to go back later.
Mm-hmm. Good on you, John.
Great deal.
Great deals on Trafalgar and Contiki. Book and pay by the 31st. You will save heaps. Want some suggestions, talk to the friendly crew there. They're in William Street in Port Macquarie. Or you can just pick up the phone, 65831422. You can have a look at the Facebook site or indeed their website. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you same time next week.
Yep, I'll go out to the airport for rain.
I hope so. Because aren't they doing work out there today?
Yeah,
that's why
digging,
you say it'll rain.
They're digging up now, or they just marked the front of the terminal where we always park the plane nice and close.
Yes, they're digging it up.
They're putting a big... trench through there, so the planes all go over the back for about a week, I think.
Okay, fair enough.
And you can bet it will rain now because we've got to get people to and from them.
And what else did you do yesterday?
Oh, a bit of this, a bit of that.
You washed the car.
Oh, yeah.
You washed the car. That's why it'll rain. Thank you, John.
Probably poor now because... even the grandson wrote on the back, please wash me.
Wash me, yeah. On
so,
you, John.
I figured it was time.
Yeah, well, the community will thank you later.
Strawny.
Triple M right across the coast. It's Strawny for Brekkie on this Monday, January 21st. Can you believe January's nearly over? Wow. Jimmy Barnes there, working class man. It's 10 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Off we go to the mighty McClay to hopefully get Bill over the line for $1,000 for 40 Wings. G'day, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Strawny.
That's the way. What are you doing today, champion?
I'm at work, mate.
Oh, that dirty four-letter word. It does interrupt our lives, doesn't it?
It does, but somebody's got to do it, mate.
Exactly. All right, Bill, let's try and match your birthday with the wheel. What number?
Five, please, mate.
Number five for Bill. All right, here we go. First one for the week. Come on, number five. Come on, number five. Around it goes and stops on Bill's age, 21. Oh! Can't give you the cash, Bill. Sorry, but I've got your details, phone number. End of the month, Christy does the draw with the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. Thanks, Bill.
Terrific, Strawny. Thank you.
Good on you, buddy. Okie dokie. Now, other birthdays today. We've got a couple of luminaries birthdaying today too. Alexis Rolfe is birthdaying today. Pats, I'm not going to put over the your esteemed age just to say that you're 21 again. And I'm sure Rick's going to cook you something nice or take you out tonight. Well, I hope he is. We'll let him off rowing early. We do that? Have a great day, Pats. Also birthdaying today. Well, actually, this was for yesterday. Patrice Bullen, happy birthday for yesterday, Patrice. And also Gwen Hutman and Leslie Hull, both from Kempsey, had their birthdays on Saturday. So we want to mention them today. Good on you too. But people like Alexis, who are birthdaying today, are sharing their birthdays with great actress Gina Davis, Rasputin, and the greatest golfer of all time, Jack Nicklaus, all born on this day, January the 21st. Enjoy the day, everybody. Sensational stuff. More tomorrow.
Astroni!
Triple M's Access All Areas. You keep on shouting. It's your ticket to the biggest concerts hitting ours. 2019.
Oh, yeah, how good is it? And who would you choose? Only Triple M Club members could win. What about seeing Nickelback on the side stage platform, watching the Red Hot Chili Peppers with an exclusive backstage tour, or seeing Kiss Live? Plus, you get their amazing merchandise pack, which includes the 40-track double album, Kiss 40 Years, Decades of Decibels. It's up to you. It's Triple M's Access All Area. Sign up today to become a Triple M Club member and tell us who you'd like to see. Access All Areas, only at the M's. She got the way to prove me. Triple M at the Ray Hadley Morning Show, back after 9 for 2018 on 131873. It's a Neil Diamond there and the story of Cherry Cherry at 16 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, Christy must be caught up in a meeting or in the traffic. She hates getting caught in the traffic on the way here. She'd be pounding the steering wheel because we wanted to find out about Aideen's wedding. Our director of First Impressions got married on Saturday. Remember, we gave her a big shout-out on Friday. And the girls will have all the news. Anyway, we'll catch up with her tomorrow. Now, what's happening today? The Laurieton Swim Club are meeting tonight at 6 at the pool in beautiful downtown Laurieton. Also, if you're in Maxville, a reminder, the Matilda Street Gallery Summer 2018-19 Art Show continues at the gallery from 9 this morning. And if you love the races, the Gallops are at Taree today with a 7-race card. Good punting, everyone. That's what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M. The bold and the beautiful update, 4:30 this afternoon on Win, and it's been a tumultuous Christmas New Year.
It has, and there's more drama about to unfold.
What are your predictions, Marion?
I don't know whether I should say this, but
You know, now just I want people to think about this. Hope's having the baby, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Hope has the baby. Maybe she gets told she's lost the baby. So we're devastated. Devastated. Now think about this. But the baby actually didn't die. And someone else adopts the baby.
Oh, Marion, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you mark my words. It's going to be a
tangled
web
we first we set out to deceive. That's 4:30 this afternoon on Win. Thank you, Mariana.
Have a great week.
Ostroni!
You can't make that stuff up. Well, they do. I love the B&B. What about right at the end when they have that faraway look in the eyes and the wave crashes over the rock? Oh. Triple M and Strotty's Brekkie Show for my great sponsors, the Port City Bolo, just across from Town Beach in Port Macquarie, wrapping up with an absolute classic there as Triple M rocks your morning in Sweet Home, Alabama. That's just about it for us for today. A reminder, back for the first time for 2019, Ray Hadley after 9 on 131-873. And don't forget, Kennedy Malloy, Mick and Jane back from 4 this afternoon to get you home. And I'm sure Mick's disgraced himself somewhere over the Christmas New Year break that Jane will put a microscope on. Should be fun getting home. Hey, tomorrow on the show, we'll talk more about Access All Areas, another chance for you to win $1,000 on the wheel. And I want to talk to you about a great musical. It's coming on this week in that Port Macquarie area where these kids have got together to raise money for the Starlight Foundation and Accessible Adventures. That's Adventures for People with Disabilities. It's basically a very Potter musical. What's it all about? We'll talk more about that tomorrow. I'll try and get a couple of the organisers on this show. It's a really great initiative. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Monday. Let's hope we get this rain. I hope I haven't put the Jonah on it.
The sun's in the sky.
Ray after 9.
And you have a treasure that money can't.